tied together.
But Nail the Score coming up round the bend here on America Tonight. Yes, Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be the leader of the band here on ATN. And the Nail the Score this time around, mixing in a little March Madness. Then there were four. Let's see what you say, because two games left, the computer gets a rest. Poor Donovan Madsen. Our technical director, he doesn't have to lift that heavy computer. Good news for him. Good news for you, because you've probably had time to look at the games, although paralysis by overanalysis, it's like picking lottery numbers. We have two games. You tell us what you think the final score is going to be and who's going to win, and that's all we need to know, and maybe you'll be the winner of our GPS wireless system, plus $100 worth of sausage. And your own library, or at least the start of one, among the prizes you'll receive from this show. No prizes to be given out. Instead, a lot of people on pins and needles over what the Supreme Court is going to do. You know, the crazy thing is, we're not going to hear about this ruling until maybe the end of June, possibly even the first couple of days in July. You know, this is when the justices scram. They're out of session then. But they're going to meet on Friday to actually vote on Obamacare. But will not render that opinion until June. So there's always a chance, I suppose, that they could mull it over and do an on second thought. But maybe this is the deal. We're going to file it away and that's it. What do you think the Supreme Court justices are going to decide on Friday when they get together? Boy, I used to do a segment on the show called Fly on the Wall. If I could be a fly on the wall and hear that conversation, I would love to hear that conversation. So well, they're going to go home over the weekend, and I guess they're going to know the outcome of one of the most historic cases, certainly in my lifetime and in many of yours. So months and months of waiting this out, duking it out, thousands of pages of not only the health care law 2 years ago, but the briefs, 6 hours of arguments, the fate of Obamacare. In maybe less than 90 minutes, they'll decide. No one gets to hear, just the justices themselves. So, you know, in the weeks after the meeting, though, the votes can change. That's what I'm saying. Because we've got this almost, what, three-month window. So they have a chance to, you know, they'll read drafts and opinions and dissents and all that kind of stuff. But you would think that there'd be something concrete that would come out of Friday. Something. And I'm telling you, handicapping this thing and so much hanging in the balance for every single one of us. It doesn't really matter what category you fall into, because your health care could change dramatically in 2 years. Let's say you're somebody who doesn't have health care. In fact, just when you think you know your friends and who's got what or whatever because of conversations you've had, I found out today from a friend of mine that her parents, they just couldn't afford it. They didn't have health care, and she was paying for their COBRA. So this, whatever happens here, could impact them. If they couldn't afford the health care, there's the argument for, oh, great, now we're going to get fined for not having health care, because guess what, we still can't afford it. And see, it's the affordability factor that I would really call into question no matter what happens. Because just because you tell us it's going to be affordable, think about what's going to happen now with some of the companies. And I think that's really where it becomes scary for some people. And it depends on where you live. It depends on the situation you're in. Everybody's healthcare is completely different. Your age, your gender and where you live, ultimately. That's why, to me, the state lines of race could have made a huge difference early, early in the game. So, we'll see. It might be a little bit of give and take from the men and women in the robes, but we're not going to know anything. We're not going to know anything until the end of their session. June, most likely, is when we'll know what will happen. We'll be 7-2 in favor of keeping the law as it is, or 5-4 getting rid of the individual health mandate, but keeping some of the rest intact. Supreme Court opinions, by the way, just to throw this in at the top, don't usually find their way into the public before they're read in the courtroom. I mean, every once in a while something gets posted, but it's very, very rare that that happens unless somehow it's gossiped out somewhere. But I can't personally remember, even as knowing people close to people on the bench, I can't remember too much leaking out. So we'd make it a surprise. Heading up next, we're going to head to our little game, Nail the Score. And I'm going to give out the numbers again, 800-259-5791. If you want to play, 800-259-5791. We know we just have a couple of games left. And for all you folks in Kentucky, it could be interesting. You might have divided loyalties. Kentucky, Louisville. Kentucky, Louisville. Who? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Unless strictly you are a Wildcat person, then you don't have to worry about those allegiances, right? Well, by the way, latest check of gas, highest price, found a gas station just outside of Tampa, Florida. No kidding, regular $5.02. They got to get those 2 cents in there. Got to get your $5.02 for regular. Oh, wow. Got to get it. Cheapest gas? Yeah, it depends. It's got some gas that's about $3.50 in Wyoming. You would think, I don't know, maybe in more Spartan areas, although Casper's pretty populous, that it wouldn't be necessarily cheaper. But this also goes to depending on where you live. Because on the West Coast, they're socked too. In California, they're paying $5 as well for regular in city areas like Los Angeles, or if not five on the nose, pretty darn close to it. And besides the conversation over the pain at the pump and what the Supreme Court's going to decide, the other thing is over Mega Millions, this lottery game that's up to $540 million so far. Friday night, maybe someone will have those lucky numbers and walk away with that prize. I guarantee that's going to be a secret for a while because they'll go into shock, first of all, and then ultimately have to go and claim their big, big check. By then, you've had to hire a lawyer, an accountant, moved your money somewhere off the Cayman Islands, and then disappear from your old neighborhood because then everybody knows where you live. Yeah, that could be a little complicated, huh? Nail the Score coming up next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed it is. And we don't need the computer this time around because we are down to just a handful of teams. What's going to happen between Kentucky and Louisville? What's going to happen with Ohio State and KU? That's the teams, and that's who you have to decide upon who wins and what the final score will be. I hope you are wide awake, America and beyond, because this is your shot at a little mini dream. It's not $500 million, but a Magellan wireless GPS system, $100 worth of sausage, your own little sports library, and bragging rights that you nailed the score on America Tonight. I think that's enough reason to call 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Man, I'll tell you what, this is very tough. Rick Pitino, John Calipari, and you think of the history of these two guys. I mean, we could look at the so-called tail of the tape. We can go back and look at the season. We can go back and look at the tournament. But I say it's a wash. I think you got to just throw that out. And some people probably aren't going to agree with my choice, but I think Kentucky wins this. I think the final score is 84-78. Now, you can steal my score, by the way, since I'm not eligible for the prizes. And then on the other side, I like Ohio State. They're scrappy, and I like Ohio State to pick this one up. I think their score is going to be a little bit different, though. I think Ohio State wins it. Final score is 76-70. 76-70. So there you have it. I picked some teams. I did pretty good on picking teams this year, but I was terrible in the scores. Some of the games, I was terrible. Yeah. I wish I had a magic wand and I would have to say, then I would go to the windows. If I knew what was going to happen and I could tell you exactly, of course, what will we do with that information? So now it's up to you to try and nail the score. And I'll tell you, I think this game with the Wildcats and the Cards, man, could it be more interesting? All of this going down in New Orleans. I mean, so many factors here. Just even, it's funny just to look at, things that are different in the area where the two teams are. You know, to look at, Lexington, to look at Louisville, to look at, when the university was founded, somebody said to me, to look at national titles, Kentucky 7, Louisville 2, right? And, you know, to look at the, club and, you know, who's the glue on these teams? Darius Miller. Darius Miller is the man. And once it comes, when it comes down to it, I mean, could it be, could this be any more exciting than to see, I mean, really, if you're in Kentucky, could it be any more exciting than to see these two teams square off against each other? And the Ohio State, with Ohio State's football program taking the beating that it's taken, rightfully so, Hoops is now the big savior. And Ohio State, over the years, has had some really good teams, but there's so many other teams that have leapfrogged Ohio that, you know, you weren't really looking for them to do this, I don't think. And they have. But now they go up against a team like KU, and you know, really, even money says a lot more people are going to, I think, are going to pick KU than are going to pick Ohio State. I just happen to be on the other end of that. And there are certainly holes in looking at Ohio State. There are certainly holes in the lineup, if you will. I mean, when I say holes, you know, still a solid team. But in the one-on-one matchups, there's a couple of things that could happen where Kansas could get the edge, where the Jayhawks could win. And one of them is looking at some of these kids who have really stepped up in the tournament. Jeff Withey is a guy that they kept saying his name and all the highlights. Deshaun Thomas is somebody else. But, you know, here's the thing, though. Flip a coin. Everybody has a 50-50 shot. And so do you. 800-259-5791. Now I'm going to give you your shot. Light them up quickly because a whole bunch of people want to get in. Guess who gets the first crack? Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, what do you say?
I got Kentucky 73, Louisville 68.
Mm.
Then I got Kansas 71, Ohio State 67.
71, 67. All right, Rock Chalk Jayhawk. We'll see if you're right, Rick. We got to fly. We got some other people lined up. Thanks. Kevin in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Good. Are you picking Kentucky? You got to pick Kentucky, right?
Yeah, I got to go with Kentucky, and I'm pretty close to what that other guy said. I'm thinking 74 to 68. And it's an 8.5-point spread. So there you go. And then, Ohio State, 72 and 69 for Kansas.
All right, so yours was close to mine. OSU, 72-69. I like it. Good luck, Kevin.
All right, thanks.
Mike, listening to us in Kentucky. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Kate. Hey, by the way, did anyone get close to the picks last week?
No. I mean, not close enough now.
Shoot. Okay. All right. Well, okay. I'm going to go with Kentucky over Louisville, and I will say Kentucky 82 and Louisville 74. And then I'll go with Kansas over my Buckeyes. I'll say Kansas 69 and Ohio State 63.
Ooh, 69, 63. So is everyone just talking about the Wildcats in Lexington? They have to be.
Yeah, yeah, it's a matchup of Calipari and Patino, and the what do they call that? The hair finals.
True, I like good hair. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We're gonna let you hear from both of them coming up too. All right, thanks. We got you, Michael. Let's move to Phil in Connecticut. He's gonna be more impartial. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Phil. Oh well, I'm actually from Kentucky.
He's not going to be impartial then.
Yeah, I'm going to take Kentucky 75-69.
Okay.
Then I'm taking Ohio State 82-69.
82-69, I like it. Another Buckeye. Hey, thanks, Phil. Thanks for weighing in. All right, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Don't get frustrated if you can't get through. We have a lot of people that are trying to jump on this. And also you can weigh in at americatonight.net. Click on the email and then you are in. Coming up next, we're going to let you hear what Rick Pitino has to say about the matchup and also John Calipari as well. You know, looking at this, there's a lot of ways. There's a lot of ways, what do they say, to skin a cat? I think this comes down to the waning moments. I do. I don't think you're gonna. I don't see blowout written all over either one of these games. So, are we gonna see overtime? Are we gonna see just a nail biter down the end where somebody takes a wicked wild shot? Maybe they make it. And it's been a long time. Wouldn't it be great to see like a halftime desperation shot, poof, go in, and let's say Kentucky wins it. Oh. In Lexington, they'd be going crazy. You'd be going crazy in Lexington. You know what I'm talking about. If that were to be ultimately the case, good chance of that. So, like I said, coming up, we're going to let you hear what Calipari has to say and his counterpart, the what they say, the battle of the good hair, and what the feeling is among a lot of the sports writers that I solicited some information from. A lot of them are picking Kentucky, but they're not picking a blowout. And almost everyone I talked to said they would not be surprised if it did go the other way. That means they're hedging their bet. That means they don't know what's going to happen for sure. So they're picking the favorite, but saying that it's a possibility that Louisville could come through. All right, we're going to rifle through your scores and let you hear from the coaches next on America Tonight.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
All right, we're going to jump back to the calls in just a second. Hang through. Down to the final four, Kentucky and Louisville, Kansas and OSU, 800-259-5791. Quickly, though, Rick Pitino, remember Rick Pitino was the coach of at one point in his career of Kentucky and had huge success, went to the pros, and since, what, 2001, I think, he has been the coach of Louisville. And here's Rick Pitino's take on this game.
Going to the Final Four is a big deal. And our players are very excited. We've been working real hard to try and upset Kentucky, and it'll be a special game.
All right, now John Calipari gets to and has experienced the craziness and the faithfulness of the Kentucky Wildcat fans. I mean, he's got to be basking in this. He has got to be loving this. And here's his take.
The rivalry thing, not at this time of the year. Whether they're 12 miles away or 30,000 miles away, it doesn't matter. You're going to feel the same winning or losing after this game. Now, fans, that's different. I'm talking us, our basketball team. I've got a young team with Darius Miller, Eloy Vargas. They deserve all these accolades and all the good things that are happening. Why? Because they've shared. Seven of them have led us in scoring. They want to say Anthony Davis and Michael Gilchrist are. They're our fifth and fourth leading shot takers. They take like no. They don't take any shots compared to the other guys. So this has been an interesting run.
All right, interesting run. Yes, indeed. Let's run to the phone lines. Dr. E in Kentucky. Hey, Dr. E.
Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
I haven't talked to you since football season.
I know, and here we are again, nailing the score for March Madness. Could it be any bigger? Could it be any more exciting to live in Kentucky?
Oh, I tell you what, They are absolutely livid here. They're big Blue fans everywhere, and that little plant I work at, we got some Louisville fans in it. We've had a great time with it, and looking forward for Kentucky to kick them Redbirds back to Louisville.
What's the score going to be?
Oh, let's see. Kentucky 80, 72 Louisville.
Ooh, 80-72. What about OSU and Kansas?
Oh, OSU's going to win. Oh, let's see. 65-57.
I like it, Dr. E. Kick back and enjoy the game.
Oh, I'm going to.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, you enjoy it, too. Root for the Big Blue.
Go Big Blue. You got it. You know, I got my T-shirt. Thanks, Dr. E. Josh in Kentucky as well. Hey, Josh.
Hello, Kate. How are you doing this morning?
Good. I know you're picking the Wildcats, right?
Well, yes, I am. I work at that same place that Dr. E works at, and I tell you what, it is absolutely crazy in the state right now.
I love it.
You ought to look it up, but there was two dialysis patients that fought over Kentucky and Louisville. They actually got into a fist fight.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, how about it? This state feels crazy over basketball. But anyway, I have to go with Kentucky, and I will go 76-71.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely have to go with Ohio State. Kansas just can't live up to the hype right now. And let's go 71-68.
Perfect, because Josh, Rick in Illinois has 71-67. Wouldn't that be wild if you nailed the score 71-68? Oh!
I love it. Tate, I'm telling you, you need to look up some of these stories on your local affiliate's website. I'm telling you.
Oh, I know. I know. We'll talk about some of those. You're absolutely right. We'll do that. Hey, thanks, Josh. Appreciate the phone call. Wayne is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Wayne.
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Wayne, what are you thinking? You thinking Wildcats?
Yeah, I'm a big Wildcat fan.
Cool.
Yeah, I think 83-80.
Uh-huh.
And Ohio, 65-60 for Kansas.
All right, 65-60. Wayne, enjoy that game.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
All right, you have a good one. I mean, how can you not enjoy this game? Don't worry if you haven't gotten through. We still have some more time. 800-259-5791. Edna, listening to us in Kansas. Hey, Edna.
Hi.
I know you're going to pick Kansas, aren't you?
Oh, sure.
What do you think happens in the Kentucky-Louisville game?
Well, can I just pick your numbers?
Yeah, you want my numbers?
Yeah.
All right, you got my numbers. Oh, I hope they're lucky numbers for you, Edna. You hang in there.
Okay, thanks.
You hang there and listen to that game. Thanks, Edna. All right, picking mine, except for that it gives her Ohio State. We won't tell her. 76-70. And I've got Kentucky 84-78. Let's see, we got Sam listening to us across the border in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, Gordon?
Good. Are you going to be watching these hoops?
Among other things, I don't know if you heard what happened today here in Montreal.
You know what? These people in Kentucky are going to kill you that you're taking up their airtime talking about something in Montreal because we're nailing the score.
You being a hockey fan.
All right. Tell us quickly.
Pierre McGuire and Bob Gainey, because I know you're very close with Bob Gainey.
Yeah?
Both got fired today.
I didn't even know that.
Yep.
Wow. Oh, poor Bob. I'm glad you said something. I'll have to shoot him a note.
Yeah. So people are mentioning Patrick Waugh, possibly the GM.
I heard that that was mentioned. I mean, there's been rumors about this, but I didn't know that this happened today. Yeah.
Yeah, and or Pierre McGuire. And Pierre McGuire, you know of him. I don't know if you've ever met him.
Mm-hmm.
Pierre McGuire is very close with the Molson family, who own the Canadiens, because they both went to the same private school together. Not from my school. With all due respect, Kentucky 68-60.
Hold on. Let me make sure no one else in Kentucky. 68-60. All right, 68-60.
And Ohio State, now I have the strange feeling Ohio State's going to be low scoring. I'd say 59-51.
59-50, wow, that would be low scoring. That means serious defense, mega blocks,
yeah.
Missed, a lot of bricks being thrown up.
You know it.
All right, you are locked and loaded. Thank you, have a good weekend. All right, well, let's see, we'll move along here. We've got, let's go to somebody else here. Let's go to Sharon listening to us in Maine. Hey, Sharon. Sharon, are you with us, or am I jumped ahead to somebody?
Yes, I am.
Cool. Sharon, are you going to be watching these hoop games or not?
I'm not sure. I don't know if we've got ESPN. I don't know if we're going to be on local channels or...
Oh, you'll have it. It'll be on your local. It's going to be on CBS. You'll get it for sure. But take a crack at the score. Who do you like? Do you like Kentucky or do you like Louisville?
I'm going to go with Kentucky 81-79.
Let me make sure no one has it. That's a good score. 81-79. You own it.
Okay, and then Kansas, 82, Ohio, 67.
Ooh, a blowout. Ooh, Sharon, yeah. I love it. Kansas, okay. We got you in the books, as they say.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I don't really have a favorite, but because my team's got blown out back 2-3 rounds ago.
Yeah, way long ago. Trust me, I know all about that. Everybody had busted brackets, and I went to Ohio University, so I was really pulling for my Bobcats, and then they blew it. They did push North Carolina to overtime, but you know, that was all they could do. How about Dale in Kentucky? Hey, Dale.
I want Louisville, 67, Kentucky, 63.
Okay. How about the other game?
And Ohio State, 79, and Kansas, 78.
Ooh, all right, Dale, thanks. Dale, you are the first person, just so you know, Dale, you are the first person to pick Louisville. Do you believe that? I just realized that. Everybody else has picked Kentucky. Does that mean he's lucky? Does that mean Dale is on to something? He says 67-63. I'm going to pump out the phone lines again because I know there's a lot of people trying to get through. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. So far, almost everybody, obviously, you just heard what I said there, has chosen Kentucky to win this. But, you know how it is. Once it's all on the court, and it's interesting to look at the two coaches and their background, and it's wild that Rick Pitino had John Calipari's spot at one point in his career and had some huge success with the Wildcats. He knows all about Wildcat baseball, all about Wildcat basketball. Maybe he knows about baseball, too. But bottom line is he doesn't care about that now. If you go back and you think, you go back to, you go back to the 80s, like the late 80s, and you think of Pitino and you think of Providence and who he was there with in the Final Four, boy, some names like Billy Donovan, and now here he is back again, but how many different teams has he coached for since then? A couple of them, including that stint in the NBA. And Pitino led Kentucky to a national title in 96 and the title game in 97. Stay with us.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
With Kentucky and Louisville, there's that theme of blue and red certainly set up. And on the other side, blue and red as well, if you think of Kansas and OSU. So we're nailing the score, a little March Madness for you, if you will. A lot of big blue rallies that are being held all over Lexington. And our great affiliate, WVLK, News Talk 590, they're having one at O'Neill's. Don't you love that? A little bit of green in there, the Irish pub. In fact, Larry Glover is broadcasting from O'Neill's for people listening in that area. And, hey, there's big blue parties all over the place. But it's interesting to see how crazy the state of Kentucky has gone, and rightfully so, because this sets up some really interesting scenarios with these two clubs battling it out in the same state. And what I wonder is, you know, if you're from Kentucky, if Kentucky loses, do you still, are you rooting for Louisville? If they move on and vice versa? Of course, the answer is yes. You have to say yes. Yes, you're going to do that. Let me pump out those numbers again for anybody who wants to get in. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Let's take some more. How about Bill in Missouri? Hey, Bill, how are you?
That's Phil.
Oh, Phil.
We're going Kansas 88-72 over Ohio State.
Uh-huh.
Kind of tough on this Kentucky-Louisville one, but the way Kentucky ran over Baylor the other night,
I know, they made him look terrible.
Gosh, it was ugly. It got ugly quick. I think I'm going to go 77-68, Kentucky.
Kentucky, all right, 77-68. Let me make sure nobody in this haste and get this down. 77, you own that score. Thanks, Phil.
You bet.
Have a good weekend. Mark, listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Mark.
Hey, it's your buddy Mark, the DJ. Just got off from listening to it. I'll take Louisville, 87. I mean, Kentucky, UK, 87, and Louisville, 79.
79, all right, 87, 79. What about the other game? Do you want to weigh in on that one?
Okay, I'll take Kansas, 78 over Ohio State, 74.
74. Mark,
you were talking about.
Locked and Loaded, yeah.
You were talking about all the celebrations down here on the radio today. They were talking about it. One place in Louisville, they weren't going to let any of the UK fans in. It's all going to be just the U of L fans. We're going to borrow the other ones. I don't know how they're going to get by with that.
I don't know either. You know why? Because you could just put your T-shirt underneath something else and then just take off your coat and surprise. There you are with your Wildcat gear on.
That's right.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, I love this give and take. It's fun. You couldn't have asked for a better scenario and with the two coaches and everything else and all the drama and the history. I mean, I love it. I'm going to love watching this game. I can't wait.
Yeah, the interesting thing is the other person he mentored, Billy Donovan, of course, he had to beat them to get there, and that was one of his proteges earlier on.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of hype over it, and Rick, he's a good coach with X's and O's, so he'll pull everything out of it, including the kitchen sink. But I think in the end, the talent is probably going to be overwhelming.
Yeah, the Kentucky talent.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, you forget Baylor, just not to say that Baylor wasn't a decent team and how far they got, but just you're right. Just look at talent. And think of how they can gun it down the floor and think of what could happen there.
They had a lot of celebrations where they burnt couches and stuff on the last game down here in Lexington, and they've got the firefighters and everybody ready for that. They say they'll be arrested, no couch burning or whatever.
So. Yeah, don't burn those couches. Hey, good luck. I'm glad you called us, Mark. Have a safe drive home.
Thank you.
All right, if you want to get in on this, you got to do it pretty quickly. I know a lot of people have hit me up on the email, and we'll go to that, too. 800-259-5791. Bubba checks in from Kentucky, and he says, Kate, oh, I wish you were here. We're thinking about you in Kentucky. Lexington loves you, honey. That's sweet. And he says, I'm all over UK. UK wins this 90-80, no matter what anyone says. Don't care so much about the other teams, no offense to them, but I'll pick Ohio State, and I like Ohio State by the same score. Yeah, it's a big moment for both teams, and it's just interesting with the whole interstate deal, and you think of how many times in sports that you actually get a crack at that, where you got, I'm thinking like Cardinals and the Royals, I'm thinking of like in history where you actually have that, like the Mets and the Yankees, and more what comes to mind is in baseball and in pro sports than in college sports. But it sets up for, especially if you have family, it sets up for some interesting family discussions when you have people loyal to two different teams. And just even the state itself where the loyalties lie. Because you know how that is, depending on what town you live in. You know, who are you closer to, or is it somewhere in between? Like one of your congressmen, I had a conversation with the other day, Congressman John Yarmuth from Kentucky, and he was pulling red all the way. He said, I got to go with my peeps and where my base lies, and he said it was mostly Louisville, and I gave him some grief for that. I said, really, is that what you think, or is that what you politically, that's the politically correct thing for you to say? And we had a good time joking around about that. All right, George is listening to us also in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, George.
Hey, how are you? You know,
I'm good.
Some people won't say it, but we still have a little bit of bad blood about Patino because we give him everything and, you know, we feel like he kind of dumped us, you know.
Yeah.
But in doing so, we feel that we got a class act in Calipari. Thanks to our other coach, I won't even mention leaving. But anyway, we love Calipari, you know, and Louisville's like a little sister to us, okay? So, if, you know, if we weren't there at the big dance, yeah, we're going to both, you know, we're going to root for Louisville. But, you know, Kentucky's going to be there. I think, I don't know if they've got this score, but I think it's going to be 79-63 Kentucky, if you haven't got that one.
You got it.
And I'm going to say Kansas over Ohio State. I'm going to say that one's going to be 59-66.
Kansas 66-59.
Yeah, and yeah, everybody where I work at, you know, there's some Louisville fans and Kentucky fans.
Yeah.
And every time Kentucky loses, somebody gets on the PA like a little cat and goes, meow, meow. So it's a fun rival, you know, I'd put it that way. It's not a hatred rival. It's a, you know, we have a good time with it,
it's
you know,
fun.
Be truthful.
It's fun. I love it, George. Thanks for sharing that. Have fun watching the games. Jose in Kentucky. Jose, who are you going with?
Well, I'm going to go with Louisville. Everybody at work is going from the cat.
Okay.
So I think that Louisville's all over and just give them a big surprise.
So what do you think the score is going to be?
Did you pick a score this time?
I picked a score, yeah, both games, but Edna in Kansas already took my score, so you got to throw out some numbers.
What was your score?
I said 84-78 Kentucky, Ohio State 76-70.
All right. Well, can I reverse your score for Louisville and Kentucky?
You can. All right, you own those scores. Louisville and Kentucky, you got those scores. Jose, he's just trying to stir the pot with Louisville. Thanks, Jose. Have a great weekend. Thanks to everybody who checked in with us. A lot of people calling in, a lot of people emailing us. Good luck to everyone. I hope we have a winner, and enjoy the games.